Good morning. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Monday, March 20th, 2017. The time is 9:16 a.m. I apologize for the delay. We were doing some copying, and three of us were on press this morning. I'm Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. With me this morning, Senator Hoffman.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Bishop.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Michicki.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Olson.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Dunleavy.
Good morning.
As I understand it, today's the first day of spring here in Juneau, Alaska, where the weather is raining and the snow is still on the ground. Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin today's agenda? This morning we have an act prohibiting smoking in certain places relating to education on the smoking prohibition and providing for an effective date. It's Senate Bill 63 for those of you who are following us on at home or off net. Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 63, version 30-LS0024/R before the committee is our working document.
I'll object for purposes of discussion. Ms. Lucky, could you walk us through the changes?
excuse me. Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Julie Lucky, staff to Senator Anna McKinnon. The Finance CS, the aim was to provide a little bit more clarity. There are not very many substantive changes, but I will highlight those in my presentation. Throughout Section 1835.301, the language smoking is prohibited or smoking is allowed was replaced with an individual may smoke or an individual may not smoke, and that was to clarify that these sections were a single individual violation subject to the $50 fine as opposed to a violation that a building manager or a company may get, which is up to a $200 or a $500 fine depending on what sort of violation it is. On page 2, lines 13 to 27, and that's subsection B, this section was just reworded for clarity. There were a couple of instances where things appeared more than once, and so we asked the drafter to go through and, just to make it clear, combine what they could. There is some additional language which is clarifying language, and that is found on line 23. And it does clarify that nothing in this paragraph is intended to prohibit an individual from smoking in a private residence that is in the building where another residence provides paid child care or care for adults. The concern was that if an individual apartment dweller provided child care, that somebody in that same apartment building may not be able to smoke in their own apartment. So that clarifying language was added. On page 3, lines 16 to 23, there was a little concern, and this has to do with exemptions for freestanding buildings or buildings that are attached, and it used to be attached to another business, and then it went on to say the business could be a residence. There was a concern that if we didn't put or building, there might be a little bit of a loophole because residences are not businesses. So the or building was added on line 16 and on line 20 to just make sure that it was as broad as it needed to be. Also, there is a substantive change here on line 21, where the exemption refers to residences, child care facilities, schools, or health care facilities. There was language adding providing care for adults on a fee-for-service basis in order to be consistent with the rest of the bill, but that is an actual substantive change in the bill to for someone to have to look for that type of adjacent business as well. On page 4, and the section... The language doesn't change, but the section actually starts on page 3, line 31, but is the section regarding smoking in airport terminals. The language in the previous bill was very detailed and required a smoking, allowed a smoking section only in an international terminal for international passengers who were required by law to remain in the airport. It was drafted, as I understand, to grandfather in the existing smoking section that there is in the Anchorage International Airport. When reading the bill, it seemed a better policy call to provide the flexibility for airports to allow smoking or to put up a smoking section in their terminal should that be better for their business practice. If you have to deal with a lot of people going in and out of TSA, it might be more advantageous for a smaller airport to be able to put in a smoking terminal within the terminal as opposed to making them smoke outside. And so a little more flexibility was put into that section. On page 5, lines 11 through 12, and this has to do with puffins, which I think the committee has dealt with before. The previous bill required a particular type of puffin. That language has been removed in the Senate CS. And the reasoning for this was some existing signs have a puffin that was not specified, and the intent is to make sure that people who, in good faith effort, put up a sign are not fined because they may not understand what type of puffin is allowed or what type of puffin their sign has. So while I understand why that language was in there to detail just Alaskan types of puffins, the concern was that a business owner might inadvertently be fined because they weren't sure what type of puffin they were using, and so it's a little bit less specific on the language. And that concludes all the changes that were made in the Senate CS.
Is there any questions on the CS? Seeing and hearing none, I'll remove my objections. Is there objections to adopting the CS for Senate Bill number 563, Finance, /R? Seeing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 63, Finance, is before the committee. A little history, the public hearing was opened and closed on March 13th, 2017. We reviewed the fiscal notes at that time. Senator Machicki, do you have comments on the CS that you would like to provide the committee?
I don't, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Ms. Hanke, would you like to come forward to the microphone? Do you have comments that you'd like to provide us on the CS? If you don't, that's fine. Are there questions from committee members? Are there amendments? Senator Machicki.
I have one amendment, Madam Chair. It will be distributed.
Okay. Madam Chair.
Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Senator Machicki.
I move amendment number one, Madam Chair.
I'll object for purposes of discussion.
The simple reason for this amendment is to grandfather a private club that was in existence by January 1st, 2017 that is not licensed to serve alcoholic beverages and is not a place of employment, and an e-cigarette store if the e-cigarette store has been in continuous operation at the same location since January 1st, 2017. Our goal is not to introduce new facilities, but there is a club that has been in operation that the Anchorage Law allows to continue operating. Again, we're not encouraging new ones, but we do feel it's appropriate to allow the one to continue. And then the second one is the e-cigarette stores. We did not want to adversely impact those existing businesses, but any new store will have to follow the new regs. That's the amendment, Madam Chair.
Is there any questions from committee members? Seeing none, I'll withdraw my objection. Is there further objection to the adoption of amendment number one? Seeing none, amendment number one passes. I would like appoint committee members on page 1, line 7. There is a handwritten is not limited to instead of the word does not. So I would like when we pass this, if we pass the bill out today, that the amendment that we need to give legal permission to make conforming changes as needed to redraft the amendment for its intent.
Are not licensed to.
Are not licensed to. Brief at ease. Back on the record, it takes a village. On line 7, the handwritten statement says, is not licensed to and does not is scratched out. Thank you, Ms. Lucky. Amendment number 1 is adopted. Are there further amendments? Senator Dunleavy.
Yes, Madam Chair, we have an amendment number 2. And if we could take a just
brief at ease to distribute amendment number 2. We're back on the record. Senator Dunleavy, could you offer your amendment?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move amendment number 2.
I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've asked staff, Gina Rotaco, to come up to just briefly talk about it. It's a very short amendment having to do with private clubs, and we'll let her talk to it, please.
If you could identify yourself for the record.
My name is Gina Rotaco, staff to Senator Dunleavy. Amendment number 2 allows for new private clubs that may permit smoking to actually form after this bill passes, with a few exceptions. It has to be not open to the public, it doesn't employ anyone, it prohibits the use of marijuana, and it's either in a building that's freestanding or it's not attached to a another building that is a residence, child care facility, facility providing care for adults, or on a fee-for-service basis, school or health care facility. And the reason that that provision in there, I know there's some concern with that one, but in a large rural district that Senator Dunleavy has, if there is no freestanding facility available for a private club to use, they could maybe find another location that they could still gather together.
That's it, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Dunleavy. Senator Machicki?
Are you going to remove your objection, Madam Chair? I object as well, and the only reason I object, Madam Chair, is a private club that's private club today is not covered under the bill. If they have no employees and they're freestanding, they're allowed to do that. What this amendment does is kind of counters the whole reason for the bill, and that is if you're impacting other people in the workplace by being attached. We grandfathered the one because we felt it was appropriate, and we will certainly be helping them to hopefully move into another location one day, but they are existing. This actually encourages further exposure for those in the workplace, so I can't support it with the attached to another business piece. And a private club is already able to do the rest of it. They just can't be attached to another business.
Madam Chair.
Senator Dunleavy.
At ease.
At ease.
Brief at ease. We're back on the record, Senator Dunleavy.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Senator Machicki, is he finished?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Senator Dunleavy.
Basically, this is an attempt to allow a private club to exist. And when we talk about the freestanding aspects, in some parts of the rural parts of my community, there's not a lot of buildings. And oftentimes you have buildings that, for example, you may have a garage where employees work there and all the employees smoke, and then attached to that garage could potentially be one of these private clubs in which folks can smoke. So what we were trying to do is make allowances for the oftentimes a lack of infrastructure in the rural parts of our district.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you look at this amendment, I guess what's the effect on, since we both, I mean, you have a different rural district and I've got a bush rural district, how does it affect the people that are out there in those private clubs that, or whatever definition you want to use of those people that are trying to not violate the law?
Well, through the chair. In response to Senator Olson, for this particular shore, districts are pretty much the same because it's we're REA. I mean, it's an REA, it's an unorganized borough, that sort of thing. But again, the idea was oftentimes there's not a lot of infrastructure, and you may have businesses, as I cited, such as a garage, a repair shop, for example, again, if the employees in that repair shop are all smokers, there may be another part of that building in which you may want to have a club that exists. That wishes to come into being to allow folks to go into the smoke if there's no employees that are non-smokers. So again, it's in Anchorage or even the Massey or Fairbanks, there's enough buildings and space, et cetera, that this may not be a problem. But in some of the smaller communities, it was our belief that this would give them a little more flexibility if they wanted to have a club, be attached to another building,
including villages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Senator Dunleavy, Senator McKinnon here. Is there a reason then you didn't limit it to a definition? Because we have many definitions in the in Alaska State statute for off the road system or a definition for rural community.
I'm not sure if we gave a thought in terms of limiting it.
Senator Dunleavy, you're asserting that the reason for the amendment is because of which I have a. I have an understanding of rural Alaska and the situation for buildings. There is a definition, and there are multiple definitions for rural communities off the system. I'm going to oppose the amendment because it goes much wider. I'm wondering whether you might want to consider if it is indeed for smaller populations that have limited facility structures, that you tie it to some definition that's currently in statute for off-the-road system. With that, I'll maintain my objection. Is there any other comments on the amendment? Senator Von Imhoff.
Thank you. One of my thoughts is when you have a building that's multi-use and the HVAC system is not subpar, I suppose, or maybe not at its full impact, what happens in one side of the building oftentimes can affect another side of the building. And I'm in a quandary with this because I know that we have no smoking in many businesses now, and it's actually made a significant difference in that the whole building is, in essence, smoke-free, and when you have air exchange that shares a central HVAC system, then it really does, it affects everybody. And so I would imagine rural buildings, unless they've been built recently or have at least upgraded recently, may have older or antiquated HVAC systems. I mean, when you cook here in this building, sometimes you can smell it on a different floor. So I feel that we're exposing with this law, we're going backwards.
Any further comments on amendment number two?
Madam Chair.
Senator Olson.
I feel to a certain degree without the safeguard, this amendment that's there that we're trying to save, especially the confusion that can happen out in rural Alaska, that people are going to be disadvantaged, and if they don't have some type of way to have an out on it, and so I'm in favor of the amendment.
Madam Clerk.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senator Von Imhoff.
No.
Senator Bishop.
No.
Senator Dunleavy.
Yes.
Senator Machicki.
No.
Senator McKinnon.
No.
Senator Hoffman.
No.
Two yeas, five nays.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Amendment number two fails. Are there further amendments? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 63, Finance /R, as amended, is before the committee. Senator Machicki.
Madam Chair, I have a few further comments. You've all seen the bill for a couple of years now, other than the one new member at the table. We actually worked with businesses to soften the effects on existing businesses. We protected existing businesses. We certainly hope that they move out of the locations where they are, where they're impacting others in the future. And we're willing to reach out to try to help with some of that investment, if you will, around the states, that they are no longer impacting others in the mini mall situation, which is really the number one impact to this bill. People all over the state, especially those without health powers in mini malls, or if one business smokes, they all smoke. So anyway, you know the bill. I hope you can support it. And I thank you, the committee, very much for processing the CS, and we support it.
Comments from other committee members? Senator Bishop.
Madam Chair, I move the Senate Finance Subcommittee substitute for Senate Bill 63, version 30-LS0024/R, as amended from committee, with attached zero fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 63, Finance /R, as amended, with attached fiscal notes, moves from committee. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. We're back on the record. Is there anything else to come before the committee today? Seeing and hearing none, tomorrow at 9 a.m. we'll continue work on the operating budget. With that, we're adjourned.